live?
Yeah, bitch. This is We Don't Give a Fuck Radio. While you been out trick-or-treating, it's a nigga somewhere who been jacking off to your TwitCon. You got a brand new Halloween costume, but ain't took a bath in 2 weeks? Now that's scary. Pussy smelling like lunch meat. Gums black with missing teeth. Face looking like it's stuck it in a bowl full of accidents. Niggas dressing up like women cause Tyler Perry made it cool. You secretly wanna be a woman, so you use Halloween as a night where you ain't a dude. Yeah, you got a new weave, but it's stiffer than a porn star penis. Black ass bitch, close your goddamn eyes and imagine all this shit I'm saying to you. You been tweeting like a hoe all year long, but you claiming you ain't really freaky. You a bitch who a hoe on the low. Yeah, hell for you sneaky. Your pad leaking, your tampon stuck, and some fat lazy bitch using a paper towel when her Aunt Ruby visit. You fine in your abbey, but in your twit pics looking like a human-sized cricket. See, I know your kind. See, I really know your kind. Take 100 pics and use one where you really look fine. But see, the truth gonna come out in due time. Tweeting about how your DMs popping and screenshotting your Instagram likes. But really, in reality, you look like Martin after him and Tommy Hearn had that fight. Calm down, bitch. Why you tweeting in all caps? You mad because you met your favorite rapper and wanted a hug, but he gave your ugly ass dap? See, your titties shaped like a Volvo key or a box Chevy gear shift. Girl, you looking like a Russian sumo wrestler because you built like a beer drinking champion. You got a nose ring looking like Tupac when him and Jada Pinkett was doing talent shows. Booty shaped like a toilet bowl. In 1998, your mama tried to skate. She hit the pole and her titty rolled. So sit back and relax and get ready for the greatest show on earth. I'm your host, KP Trill, and this is We Don't Give a Fuck Radio. Happy Halloween.
What's up, what's happening? You're not tuned in to Real Thinkers Podcast. I'm your host, KP Trill. You can follow me on Twitter at KP underscore Trill. You can follow the show page at Real Thinkers POD on Twitter. You can also find the show on SoundCloud, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and tune in. I got the best co-host you can possibly ask for. Tink, what's happening?
What's going on? Y'all can follow me on Twitter at the underscore I'm underscore Tink.
Dave, what's up?
What's up with y'all, man? Y'all can follow me on Twitter. It just called me Day.
Slim?
Hey, y'all can follow me at, wait a minute, Ambitious underscore Slim on Twitter.
It's been so long, and she can't even remember her her Twitter name.
I'll be on there every few days. I'll be on there, though.
Okay. Send out a special prayer, if that's what you believe in, to Jay
some
Gray.
Well wishes, if you don't.
Yeah, well wishes, just...
And we wishing the best for you. You know what I'm saying? So if that's if you even listening. You
know what I mean? Yeah, man over there probably chilling. Man ain't doing shit.
He over there counting his 50 cabs.
she's so petty. Hey, first off, we gotta talk about, cause we didn't record last week, so we gotta talk about Donald Trump and the tape that they put out of him saying that basically it was like sexual assault. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was perpetuating rape culture, saying that he just grabbed women by the pussy and just kiss them in the mouth and things like that. And once it came out, his defense was rap perpetuate
what?
Rape culture. Like, it's basically, yeah, like
he said, it's like locker room talk or some shit.
Yeah, that's what he tried to say. It was locker room talk. That's like saying all athletes do is talk about raping women
or doing shit like that. Like, man, fuck,
I'm waiting on them to fry his wig wearing behind like they did Bill Cosby. That's what I'm waiting on.
No, they come not gonna do this shit, man.
It's exactly.
See, the crazy shit is, like, this man been a piece of shit for years.
All
like, he got a child rape case that he got to go to trial for, I think, in December or something. And this motherfucker is like, running for president. Like, why is this shit, like, why didn't they come up with this shit before he even got this far?
You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, I think this is all a joke. to get Hillary in office. I'm telling y'all, there is no way this man should have made it this far. I really think it's a joke to put somebody like him up against her, and then for him to promote this type of stuff because of rap music. Then I saw something online that said, well, Michelle Obama can't talk against this because her kids go to Beyonce concerts, and Beyonce concerts be talking about sexual beings and all that stuff. And it was black women that said this.
The black women that be for Trump.
Yeah.
Two ladies.
They getting them checks.
You saw them two ladies.
They getting them checks.
Real
man.
Facially challenged. No,
they were the ones that was on CNN.
They getting them $1,500 Bruh, he can't be paying them too well because them wigs are
horrible. Yeah. I go to wig types. I think they got better wigs than those wigs, and you can get them for cheap too, but
the lace fronts are horrible.
But yeah, they basically getting paid to say that. But once you say something long enough, you start to believe it.
Yeah.
And the crazy shit, like all of the fucking Republican nominee, like all of the people that's in the GOP, like all the
They're against him.
They've been supporting him all this time and up until when he said he grabbed women by the pussy. Like they was defending him, like all the shit he was saying about Mexicans, all the shit he was saying about Muslims, all the shit, all this nigga terrible policies, if he had any, they were supporting this man, defending him and saying we support him. And then when he gets to this point, now they want to be like, okay, well, nah, I got to withdraw my support.
Well, they were supporting him. They knew about this rape case in the background before it came to the forefront. They knew about all this stuff. But now because the media has got a hold to it, now they have to say, stay face. Like, get out of here with
this. His vice president, his dudes running with him, he withdrew, right?
Nah, he's still there. It's like I don't remember. I think he said something that wasn't like, he wasn't really cool with Donald Trump, but eventually he just changed and got on board with him or some shit. Man, I don't know. This whole damn election is a fucking joke, man.
A comedy sketch. I promise.
Yeah, it's stupid as fuck, man. And it just make you question all the shit in the past, kind of. Well, it make me question all the shit. Like, bro, has all this shit really been like this?
Well, you got to think about it. Like I've been saying, people like, it's a pick your poison situation. But I'm like, bro, ain't none of these motherfucking presidents done anything that was beneficial for black people. You know what I'm saying? Everything that they've chose, every policy almost that they put in place, hey, ain't really been nothing in our favor. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I think it was great that the 13th documentary came out. If you have not seen it.
Please watch that.
Yeah. Like, if you find yourself at the house and you want to watch Netflix, that's the best thing to watch. If young ladies, if you want to watch 13 and you don't have Netflix, you can DM me on Twitter. It's Capitria, and I give you my Netflix so you can watch it.
Yeah, Why are you watching it, young ladies?
Yeah, young ladies, if you really want to watch 13 and you want to have 13 minutes of fun, you know what I'm saying?
Ugh, DM me.
We can watch 13th and then have a little extracurricular activity.
They just need the password. That's I can
put you in
the password.
See, I was going to give them the email and password so they can watch it. We can go out to eat and talk about it.
I'm going to give you my D-mail.
I cannot stand
I want that ass word.
Oh, my God.
Hey, this guy here, man. Now, but seriously, you know, Donald Trump, with him saying that, you would think that he would lose support, but it's basically kind of like, it's nothing that he could do right now that'll make him lose the support. Like,
yeah, because what they love about him is like, oh, he's so honest. He's not lying.
He's them.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? Like, this man a piece of shit, and they like, well, at least he's honest.
He says all the racist remarks.
Yeah, that everybody else be wanting.
That's how they feel. So it's like, like on 13th, right? When they showed when they had the part where he was saying back in the good old days, they would have been
He would have left
the police would have acted quicker than this.
Yeah, the police would have been came and got them. Then they showing back in the day what was going on. That's what he's saying. So when he says make America great again, he wants to bring back segregation. He really wants to have colored water fountains and white only water fountains. That's what he wants. And I think that's what a lot of these other people that support him want. They want that to come back.
They want law and order.
Yeah, that's what he said. Oh, no. He said he's the...
And not the special victims unit.
Huh? That's what that guy said he's about.
This whole election is disgusting to me. Like, it's just disgusting. I'm sitting here debating, like, do I really want to? I don't even want to.
You can withhold your vote. It's nothing wrong with it.
I don't even want to waste my time.
It's dead, and man, like, people got to realize, dog, like, this whole two-party system shit been, like, it's, like, America really been going down the drain for a long time, and, like, now, like, a lot of shit finna start. Like, it's like America been doing terrible shit for so long that it's finally starting to come back around on them, and, like, I don't see this country ever going to be great again. Like, it's only going to get worse from here on out.
I don't think it was ever great.
It wasn't, but I'm just saying, like, bro, it's like, all the shit that it's been doing is finally starting to catch up now. And, like, after a while, this country really ain't going to, like, really not going to be shit. And I hate that we don't have to, you know what I'm saying, live through this shit. But, like, man, if we don't have to come together and change some shit, or at least, man, at least fight to try to change this shit, cause.
But that's the thing, we can't, the people that we got in charge now, I don't think they ever gonna be willing to help us change anything.
They won't.
It's so many people in their pockets, you know what I'm saying?
That's the whole thing, like, with money being the fucking huge influence and shit, like, motherfuckers get bought, like, get on people's payroll, they'll do anything for their chick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They don't care who it fuck over. Or how many lives it fuck over?
Because it don't affect them. The more money they get, they feel like it don't affect them.
Yeah. So, and
it's a cold game. Like, I think, what was it? When, like, the war on drugs, right? You know, I've been digging deep into the new Jim Crow. And when I was reading, you know, how Ronald Reagan started the war on drugs. What was it, 1980,
82? Yeah, it was like an 82, but then it didn't really get into effect until like 85.
Yeah.
So he was like prepping this shit already beforehand.
So, in 1990, the Ku Klux Klan declared that they would be the eyes and the ears of the police departments of the United States. Nowhere did the police, any of these police departments, denounce any of that. What does that tell you? Automatically, like, that's okay, you know, we're gonna let them fight the fight with us,
pretty much.
Most and then most of these lieutenants and chiefs and all that are part of the KKK, so it's kind of like you fighting a racist hate group, and then at the same time you fighting one of the biggest organized gangs it is.
Yeah, pretty
and
much.
And then everything that the war on drugs was about was against people of color, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So for it put a lot of brothers and sisters, uncles, cousins in jail, you know, a lot of people grew up without fathers because of that.
Yeah, a lot of people lost their lives due to, like, gang violence, because I was thinking, like, man, I don't really hear about, like, a lot of gang violence until, like, around the crack era. Like,
yeah,
before then,
yeah,
it really wasn't no shit like that.
Yeah, that, so, when, but we get blamed, like, they say, it's black people fault, it's black people fault, not controlling their own communities. But at the same time, we weren't the ones flying overseas going to get the cocaine or
going to get it on the boats.
You know,
and like, we never really had the collective power in our communities to do for ourselves. It's like, anytime we actually tried to fight to get that power, they denied this shit to us. So, man, shit, it's like we've been stuck between a rock and a hard place since we've been here.
Right. So, but with them changing, like, they trying to do criminal justice reform and all that. And just like they were saying, it's something else that they're going to do that's going to come. And one of the things that one of the politicians was saying was community supervisions. Did you catch that part on 13th when you said that?
Unless if it's going to be like actual people in the community and not police, then yeah, that could work.
No. The next wave of things to come.
Oh, you mean, yeah, like, instead of sending us to jail, they just gonna, like, occupy, like,
yeah,
turn this shit in. I mean,
almost like concentration camps.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's basically what they were saying.
Yeah, a lot of people, like, a lot of people think that niggas be like on some conspiracy theories type shit, but like, dog, they actually have the means to do this.
No,
shit.
But they said it out their own goddamn mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like they telling you this shit, and like when people tell you to like look this shit up, man, like they been having this shit.
See, conspiracy theories usually just come up with shit and don't have anything really to back it up. It's almost like, yeah, it's imaginary or something.
No, it's like, you know, some of that shit be true, but it's kind of like the reasoning behind it.
But this ain't a conspiracy. Yeah. This is shit they actually fucking said. We're gonna do community supervisions. That's just like they call black men super predators. You know what I'm saying? Hillary Clinton said it. Donald Trump said it back in the day. That's what they labeled black men, was super predators. And it's just cold words for, you know, basically saying niggas.
Yeah. Now that you brought that up, I wanted to real quick talk about this because it just came in my mind. This is a book I read called Medical Apartheid. It's a chapter in there, like, I think that's talking about genetic coding and what they were doing. They were trying to medically try to find a reason as to why black people were inferior. And they were thought that we were inherently violent, that it was in our genes, that it was something in our genes that made us this way. And they were, like, spending millions of dollars on research to try to find a gene in black people that like sort of like had like an extra chromosome which made them super violent, like which made black men so big and so menacing and so violent. They were trying to find this shit, and it like really fucked me up to see that like they actually went to this length to try to prove that black people are evil, like inherently evil, like just naturally evil and deserve everything that come to them. So yeah, like, I mean, right, this country been evil
as hell.
So it's like, man, you just gotta make a decision on, do you want to continue to live like under this shit, live in fear, live in constant, like, you know what I'm saying, this constant fear and state of mind where you don't know what the fuck gonna happen to you or your people, or you either educate yourselves and try to get your people straight and try to fight back against this shit.
And then they made it same as if like the police are out to protect and serve thing, and how they sliced it up and made it look good for the people. It was basically the Republican Party who did it first, but then when the Republicans kept winning, the Democrats was like, okay, we gotta hop on board with this too. So Bill Clinton started doing it, and he was like, yeah, I could be tough on crime. And then if you look at it, that shit never really helped change, like crime never really stopped or slowed down.
No, crime was slowing down before they even started this shit. Yeah. The crime rate was decreasing, like fewer people was in prison, fewer people was doing violent crimes and shit like that. And once they started enacting these laws and shit to where like you can't even do shit, to where it like gave police and like the prosecutors so much power to charge people or like overcharge them. Like that's why you get niggas like doing football numbers for little minor crimes.
And that was crazy because on 13th, when they said, you know, what was the guy that went to jail from New York?
Khalif Browder.
Yeah, and they locked him up. He did 3 years. Yeah, behind 3 years.
Tried to kill himself in jail a few times, and
they never charged him anything.
Yeah, they didn't charge him. They didn't take him to trial. They didn't even take him to trial. And that's another thing, like the bail companies, it's a short documentary on Vice about like inside the for-profit bail industries where like they'll sit, like the judge can set your bail to whatever you want to. And if you don't have that money, you can sit in jail. It's like it's against the constitutional right, but they do it anyway.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people don't know this shit. So you got people that go to jail and they had a bail set for like $50,000, but they can't pay this shit. They just sitting in jail waiting on a trial that may never come.
Yeah, he didn't get charged for a crime, but they set his bail at $10,000, something that he couldn't afford. So he sat in jail for 3 years. Then they tried to get him to plea bargain.
Yeah, and he wouldn't do it.
And he wouldn't do it because he was like, I'm innocent. And then when they let inmates beat him, which they showed video evidence of that.
Yep.
Wow, bruh, they having a fucking KKK rally outside of the 49ers game in Buffalo, New York.
Right now.
I mean, shit.
This is the world we live in.
Shout out to Colin.
A hate group. can get together, can organize, and stand in, and stand out in front of anywhere, and then spew hate, and it's A-OK.
Yep. You see black folks get outside and try to fight for anything. You have to bring out the tanks. They got to bring out the dogs. They got to have the guns pointed at us. They got to have on their armor and shit. Helicopters.
So as long as he started, this is what they're going to try to do in every state he goes to and play.
Yeah, it's like they try to win by intimidation and shit. And when people show they're not intimidated, and like, he's that's not, the thing.
I call him. I have never called anybody Bay. That's Bay right there, man. Look, I like that. He's not. His stance hasn't changed. It hasn't, because I've witnessed people, like literally know people who say that I'm not gonna do this. I'm not gonna stand for this. Forget the flag. But soon as it's time to stand for the national anthem, your ass standing up with the national anthem. You doing the exact same thing that you said you wouldn't do. Like say what you mean and mean what you say and do what you say you're gonna do. Because as far as I'm concerned, it's fuck the flag. I wish I would stand up for anything. I'm not even kneeling. I'm staying in my seat.
Exactly.
I wonder if they gonna make them get off the property.
No.
Nah. But some of them are police officers.
You know, if they don't, then that really says a lot. So yeah. They're really like, I don't know.
You know how people say up north it ain't as racist than it is down south. Hmm. What does that tell
they
you?
They said that?
Yeah, people say that all the time.
That's a lie.
We don't have to worry, you know, down south they got slaves and y'all still doing this. That's in New York right now, a KKK rally.
So you tell me they travel from
They show they travel south. Yeah, I doubt they travel from Mississippi.
To get to New York.
Get to New York. That's dedication. That's some real they hatred.
They all got in their pickups and drove.
That's some real goddamn hatred right there. That shit. And I be at work. You can see the white people being so uncomfortable when the black people come in and be talking about all this shit that's going on. They shot that black man. He ain't even do nothing. They be sitting in their little huddles, quiet as hell. You know they had a conversation when we ain't around.
Of course.
Yep.
Like, that shit crazy. But this is society that we live in. I gotta say though, it is some awesome times where it's like, when you black, you know, you got those moments where you like, shh, happy I'm black.
Yep.
in that moment, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you can go anywhere. If some white folks start doing some shit, it'd be some black people there that you don't even know. Y'all instantly looking at it, talking through your eyes like, see this shit?
Yeah, we do got like that unwritten communication.
Yeah.
Man. The head nods.
You ain't never had that happen to you, Tink?
What?
Where you just somewhere, you and another black person just already just like talking with y'all eyes. Like,
yep.
These motherfuckers. Like
women do it. They'll have a whole conversation.
Women do it.
Just by saying girl. They'd be like, girl.
Girl. Yep.
Girl.
Woo. Girl, woo. Like, what the fuck is they talking about?
I had one yesterday.
For real?
My friend, yeah. My Tumblr. Somebody check my Tumblr. Okay. I got like 18 followers on my Tumblr. Okay. Because I switched Tumblrs, right?
You're so secretive.
Nobody don't like you, Slim. Just admit it. Don't nobody like you, Slim.
I think people actually like me. I think it's just certain people who don't like
you. You just secretive.
But
as
no,
hell.
I'm not secretive. I've just decided I was putting too much out. Then I want to retract it. So I'm starting over with everything now. But anyway, this guy followed me. He sent a message, link to the follow. I said, no problem. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So a girl followed me like 3 days ago. Maybe it's 4 days now. I thought nothing. It's Tumblr. People follow people on Tumblr, right? I'm not opposed to people following me. I know it's a girl, so she sends a message. I checked my Tumblr yesterday. She sends a message to tell me that she put his handler name that he's taken. And I said, okay, sis.
So...
Then
that
she
was
came
a,
back.
That was
said,
a direct message that he sent you saying thanks
for
the call.
And she must have checked it. And I was like, okay, sis. And then she came back and said, well, I'm just letting you know, because he's very flirtatious.
I really hate this sis word.
He's
like,
very,
I hate this
and that's
so
why
much.
I said it. I said it to rub her so wrong. Like, how dare you?
She came to you and was like, he taken, but he could be very flirtatious, so... Like, what is that saying? Like, what's she telling you? You need to watch yourself.
No, she was trying. When I said, okay, sis, she must have came back. But I'm just saying that he's very flirtatious. I'm just letting you know. That's your man. I ain't got to deal with that flirtatious ass man. But my whole thing was, what is in the tea that women, some of these women are drinking to think that it's okay to go to a woman to say anything about your raggedy ass man? Like, no, sweetie, don't ever in your life. It makes you look real pathetic. Ever in your life go to a woman.
You know what I think? I think it's just black man's natural charm that just has women that just up in arms. And you know how women be. It's like, you know, you really can't control it. Because, like, man, when my charm is actually flowing, it's like you can't control it. I can't control what comes to me. When I get to talking and the women just listen to me and they be all like,
thanks for the follow.
Yeah, but see, that's what it leads to.
Was it? Yeah. And I'm so...
Why you think... Do you think people, you follow them or when they follow you?
I usually don't even respond to them.
Don't nobody thank nobody unless they trying to spark a conversation.
Now you let me know because I get a lot of thank yous when I add people on Twitter.
Thanks for the follow, baby girl. He might as well just say that. Thanks for the swap.
And I'm like, I told her I'm the safest thing on his Tumblr, sweetie. I am taking, though this Tumblr does not look like it. I'm taking. I'm the safest thing on his Tumblr, so leave me the hell alone. Just get away from me. Like, women, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Hold on. Okay, so dudes actually do that? Like, that's their way of... a reason to enter the DMs?
Yeah. Probably so, because I used to always say, you could say thank you on the timeline.
I get that often.
On my
Twitter.
Thank
you for the follow?
Yeah.
On my Twitter now, since I've gotten back on there, every time a guy add me if they add me, then they'll DM me.
Or follow back.
Follow back. Like, can't you say this on the timeline? Stop DMing me. Stop sending this shit in my DMs. And I'm not going to follow you back just because you told me to.
You dumbass. Is he crying today?
Man, look.
I hate men, but whatever.
Wow. Think you hate men? Gonna be a dyke then. Wow.
She does not hate them like that.
Why do I have to resort to being a dyke? I'm not even dyke status.
I'm just fucking with you. But look, that's my response, man.
I had a dancing video with a strap on to be a dyke.
If you were a dyke, would you be like the strap on? Would you be like?
I would be a lesbian, first of all, not a dyke. Okay. When I think about dyke, I think about young MA.
It's a difference.
Yeah, yes. you got the
dykes are butch.
Yeah, you got the men dykes.
Dykes
and
are
then
the
you got
that
the women
take their chest down.
Yeah,
and you know,
young MA.
Hell up.
And then you got the
young
red,
man.
Like,
that's a nice.
Yeah. Then you have
I would
regular,
be a femme.
Oh, you'd be a femme. Okay.
Okay, so she would take the strap.
Yep.
Ew. No, can I take that back? Y'all but, laughing? I'm for real. Can we not put that on record?
Tink began hit with the pinky strap.
You know what? I need you to stop. Right now. You're messing up my reputation, please.
Nah, okay.
But yeah, women don't do that.
So then you got the women who come to you woman to woman about your man. What about
woman
them?
To woman.
You know what? I have no problem if you come to me woman to woman. Now, if you come to me with that aggressive tone, stop, sweetie.
Is she trying to tell you about your guy?
If she comes to me in a respectful manner, not that... bitch, I'm fucking your man and all this type of stuff. You have women there. Let me tell you something, ladies. Two mature adult women that can sit down and have a decent conversation can get a lot of things accomplished. So before you go to a woman, think about how you're going to approach her. If you're about to tell her something, if you got facts, proof about her man, think about how you're going to approach her. Because if you go to her with an attitude, she's not going to listen. She's not going to believe none of the facts you got. If you go to her with sense and respect, y'all may have a conversation and figure a lot of stuff out. So just think about that. So if a woman comes to me, I don't care who you are. If you come to me with a respectful manner, letting me know something, I'm going to sit and listen to you. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to say, no, I don't want to hear none of that. I'm going to listen to you because you may be giving me some information that I could use. Not saying that I'm going to go to him and say, well, this person just gave me this information. What you're doing is opening my eyes to something that I need to start looking at. That's it.
Okay. So once given that information, how are you reacting?
I have to start observing more. Because I'm real, like, fuck you and all that type of stuff when it comes to certain things. Because I don't have time for it. But sometimes a person can make you look at something like, And you start paying attention and you start seeing for yourself.
Okay, so that's when you sharpen the knives.
Yeah.
You sharpen them.
I speak
that.
For her, yeah.
She looks so serious, bro. I wish I could see this.
You get that information, you start observing.
You start staring at him when he sleeps.
You start cleaning the gun in front of him. Just...
Yeah.
You start playing them certain songs.
Start driving a little bit faster.
Yeah.
Yep. She just do 100. More reckless. Yeah, do 100. Hit the brakes out of nowhere. You see that? I could have killed both of us.
Like lighter fluid.
I could have killed both of us. Nah, you just kill you.
My friends, one of his friends' girlfriend was in the car, like they were arguing, and she literally had an accident. And he's like leg, like because they were in an argument. She's yeah. like, "You got me fucked up." And she hit like a something on an expressway where his leg is messed up, pinned. He can't walk. He had to work for the next 6 months. And I was like, "Was it really worth it? Cause who gonna pay y'all bills now? Cause no job is gonna let him be all 6 months straight." Maybe two.
Mm.
But, like, I don't think she thought about that. Like, whatever the argument was for.
So, she did that.
On purpose.
On purpose. And then.
He got really hurt.
Stayed with him.
Yeah.
Why he hurt? She nursed him back to health, right?
Well, he it's going on, right? That just happened a week ago.
So, she nursing him back to health.
Women are Sour Patch Kids, man. Real life Sour Patch Kids.
That's dangerous. Yeah. Like, if I'm gonna mess your car up, I'm gonna make sure I'm not gonna be anything. Right. Like, I'm gonna pull it.
When I say I like crazy women, I'm really just saying I like women who can be feisty from time to time.
Exactly, not mentally unstable people.
I want you to really fuck me up. That's not what that means. I don't want no chick who really about their life.
Like, I don't want you wrecking the car with me in it. Like,
yeah.
Maybe go to that happened to my cousin.
That happened to my cousin. She his ex-girlfriend was in his truck, and she ran that motherfucking to the wall.
Ooh,
on the expressway.
Mm-mm. I'm straight because I want to leave.
He stayed with her, which was crazy.
That's a different type of love.
That ain't love. That's stupidity.
I think they're afraid of those people because they know those people are really unstable for real. They gotta be it. And that person has access to them, so they can come back in and do whatever they want to do. Stab them in their sleep, shoot them in their sleep. I mean, Dre shot at Michelle A. I mean, you stay with people.
Look, that shit there.
Since we're on the subject, great segue since you brought it up.
Yeah.
The Surviving Compton was on last night. I didn't get to watch it because I was at work. I wouldn't have watched it anyway, even if I was off work. But, shit.
Right, because it was a Lifetime movie?
Yeah, I don't watch Lifetime.
Yeah, Lifetime really sucks.
Hey, look, from the stories that she's told and then to see that being played out, that shit was crazy.
It was horrible.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but I can most definitely tell people, like, that's actually how guys who hit women act. You know what I'm saying? Like, they really do shit like that. I've witnessed that shit firsthand. You know
and the only
saying?
Time she didn't get beat up was when she was pregnant. That's the only time he wouldn't hit her. He told her, if you weren't pregnant, I would beat your ass. But since you're pregnant, you know, I would let you slide. Like,
that shit crazy, man.
Man.
I watched my mother be abused by my father, so I know exactly how that shit go. Like, the crying after he put his hands on her and stuff. All type of shit. I remember walking in, like, hearing rumbling in their room. I opened the door. My mother's head was actually inside the wall. And he told me, go back to your room. We just wrestling. You know what I'm saying?
And let me ask you a question, because a lot of people say that you are a product of your environment when you see those type of things. What makes you know better to not ever go there?
I knew what was wrong then.
Yeah, because a lot of guys, their excuse when is they run, saw it coming up.
When I used to run to the phone to try to go get the phone, used to grab it. But any woman I've ever been with, they probably tell you, like, I'm much different than any story they ever heard about my father.
I don't understand it, because you got guys that are really abusive.
But he was an alcoholic, and he was on cocaine, all type of shit, so...
Yeah, they choose it. Because
I watched this motherfucker jump out the car while that my mama was doing 75.
Okay.
And because he wanted her to stop at the store to buy some malt liquor. And she wouldn't stop. After he just whooped her ass. Because this is exactly how it went. He beat her ass. She said, I can't take this. I'm leaving. We're going over my mother's house. And he was like, well, since you're going to Douglas, let me ride with you. And she let him get in the car. You know what I'm saying? And she gets in the car. And I mean, we get in the car. And we stayed on Stage Road. So you come down Stage turns into James Road. And then you got James and Highland. So it's a gas station right there on James Road and Highland. It used to be a Mapco. At the time, it was a Mapco. She made that left. And he was like, stop. She's like, you already messed up. I'm not finna help add to that. So she kept going. This man jumped out of the car. We didn't stop. We kept going. We went home like that night, and the police brought this man back to the house. This man hand was bust open. Like it was veins and shit coming out. He constantly coming up. Look at this, son. Look at this. Moving in. I'm like, man, that's what my fear. It's like where my fear for my phobia for blood came from. They might have shown me this shit. But yeah, I knew that shit was wrong then.
My goodness.
You know what I'm saying?
I really, when I hear about a situation like this with people seeing abuse from their parents or being in abusive relationships, it really put my life in this perspective of how blessed I am, because I had never been in no situation like that. And I used to joke about this shit, like being a crazy boyfriend all the time and shit back in the day, but I had to cut this shit out because
it triggers people.
Yeah, it triggered people. And then, like, a lot of people started to actually believe this shit. Like, a lot more, like, people was actually thinking that I was actually crazy. Like, they was like, you funny, but like, you just, like, you scare me sometimes. I'm like, what? These are just jokes. But then I had to look at the shit, and I'm like, damn, you know, people actually do go through shit like that. And I was I gotta cut it out.
Back in the day, I used to make, on my old Twitter, I used to make tasteless jokes about actually doing things like that. And then one girl hit me up and was like, you need to stop that, because one of your followers take this to heart, and he, like, live off every word that you say about this shit, and that's how he actually treats his girl. And that shit fucked me up when she said that.
So he's using your tweets to justify his messed up ways. That shit fucked me up.
You know what I'm saying? And that was the real reason why I had deleted that whole account, was because of that, and started over. I was like, fuck, that shit fucked me up.
Yeah, like that whole thing about that is kind of like how a lot of abusive dudes, they try to look for a reason as to justify why they doing what they doing.
That's sick. And abuse is not just physical abuse, emotional, mental abuse, like all that stuff is sickening to me. Like, I just don't understand it. And I had a sister that went through it, and she went through it for 7 years. And she was, I'm gonna leave. It was her first husband. She'll leave, and he'll send her flowers and candy and some clothes, and she'll be back at home. I think the last time he put her hands on this was, what, she's been married this time for 6 years, so this was like 8 years ago. He beat her into a bloody mess, and I remember I got a call, and it was from her phone, but nobody was talking. You can hear breathing, like somebody struggling to breathe, but nobody was talking. So I hung the phone up and called my brothers and asked them to get to the house, because they were gonna get there quicker than me. Got there, he was in a corner crying. She was like literally messed up. My dad walked in there and damn near had a heart attack from seeing it.
Yeah.
My brothers beat him up. And my thing was, beating him up was not gonna change him. In the hospital, he came up there and told her if she tells the police anything that he was gonna kill her.
Yeah, and they
right? So I'm sitting there. I see you. Are you mentally unstable? I see you. He meant that shit. After she filed, like a couple months later, she filed for a divorce. And people, divorces don't take that long. We really want one. Like, stop that. She filed for a divorce. He came to my dad's house, sliced her tires, busted ones out of her car, put a note on the car that I was going to kill you. If I can't have you, can't nobody have you. And I'm like, this is motherfucker crazy. But he wanted to scare her to get her to come back. And once he saw that she had actually moved on, like a year and a half later, she met somebody else. Probably a year later, she met somebody else. And he moved to Florida and married somebody else from my hometown, and he's still kicking her ass. Like, those type of men are, it's either my mentality, the way I was raised, because I wasn't raised for that type of stuff. It's either you or me. It's going to be you before it's me.
Man, look, that was my mama. My mama told me a lot of stories that I didn't know about. You know what I'm saying? Like, My father made her, like, he took, she had a car, not him, right? So while she was pregnant with me, my brother was in a stroller. So she would push my brother from Raleigh to Douglas, pregnant with me. The bus, then she worked at FedEx, which is in Whitehaven. So she would push my, she walked from Raleigh to Douglas, dropped my brother off with my grandmother, then walked from Douglas to Hollywood because the bus didn't pick up in Douglas. So she would have to walk to Hollywood to catch the bus, all because my father would be gone in her car all night long and wouldn't come back. So it's just like all type of things that, you know what I'm saying, that I learned. So I knew, you know, that was another reason why I didn't talk to him before he passed. You know what I'm saying? Because it was like all the shit that I was started to see for myself. You know what I'm saying? And the only reason we had these conversations because I started to ask questions. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, from the things that I seen when I was younger. So I told him, you know what I'm saying, to his face, I'll never be anything like you. You know what I'm saying? So I most definitely, like, anytime I'm in a situation, because I think with my ex-girlfriend, she liked to fight. You know what I'm saying? We live together. So I used to leave the house, man. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do that. I never give somebody the satisfaction of doing something like that. Cause you know, once you get a domestic violence charge, man, that's on you for forever.
Yeah.
Even if you beat it, you know. I'm licensed to carry. They instantly taking that away. You'll never get that back ever. So.
It's just sad to see men thinking that that's okay, thinking that this is justified. Right. And after you do it, you cry and say, "I love you," and the women, because they are so, I don't know what they are.
Last night it was a lot of guys who were looking in the mirror and they couldn't stomach that.
That movie was I was watching it and I was just like, the whole time I was frowning, like, man. And then she thought she was getting out of one messed up situation and getting into a better situation. This guy came in, got her, buying her food in the rain, like, he coming in just saving the day. But he turned out to be just like this guy, but bigger. Yeah. Like, and them punches had to really hurt. Like,
bigger and crazy. Cause Suge Knight was really with the
crazy,
shit.
Crazy, like crazy.
Dude is really fucking like crazy. If the devil was real,
it'd be Suge Knight. But one thing Lifetime got right was they got Suge Knight from Straight Outta Compton to play that role. I guess they was maybe they scared of this dude too, cause the dude looks like being crazy. They got him cause he was the only one that actually favored the actual. Cause everybody else looked like they belonged to somebody else, like. Easy. Yeah. I don't know.
We know Lifetime don't cast movies, right? We know they're from the Aaliyah movie. Like when people were talking about the.
Because Dre
movie.
Was Romeo Miller and C. Murder.
Eazy they had was terrible.
Horrible. I don't know who he was. Like Ice Cube, like, that's not Cube. You a lie. Like, y'all couldn't afford O'Shea Brothers.
They had Cole from Martin Play.
He wasn't going to do it for the simple fact.
It's Lifetime.
Yeah.
It was horrible. Man, that whole. And then Jerry. Wig was horrible in that movie. Like Lifetime, y'all, great message, but not really great. Well, I guess you need to put that out there, but horrible casting.
I want to say this one thing before we go to the next subject, but like, a lot of women ask, like, why don't men speak up or say something when they know their friends are abusive? It's like, when it comes to this situation, like with our friends being abusive, we can't talk them out of doing no shit like that. Like, we have to physically put hands on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, because with dudes, we don't necessarily talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we have a disagreement with our partners, it's more than likely going to escalate to violence. You know what I'm saying? Especially over some shit like that, because he going to feel like he in the right. And, you know, we know he wrong. And if he, like, thinking, like, well, what you going to do, then, like, in our mind, like, okay, nigga, we finna beat your ass. I'm finna beat your ass, man, because what you doing is fucked up.
Yeah.
So it's like a lot of times, like, when it comes to men defending women from other men, the reason why we kind of like are like weary of doing this shit because we know it can escalate to violence. And, you know, dudes ain't fighting no more; they shooting. So like, somebody gonna lose their life trying to defend you, and a lot of dudes, like, they not ready to make their risk. So if women can kind of understand it, it can kind of, you know what I'm saying, like. But either way, it's still not, you know what I'm saying? We still got to stop the shit, nip it in the bud. We got to check our friends and shit when they doing some foul shit.
I'm all for self-defense, ladies. Let's
Like, yeah, yeah, ladies, please, like, invest in self-defense. Like, get a knife or the taser.
Because at the house, when I'm by myself, when he's there, I don't have to do all this stuff. When I'm by myself, because he, like, his job, I got knives around me, shotgun laying against the wall, handgun in front of me. Just don't know, like, you want to be able to protect yourselves. But sometimes when you have to protect yourself from the exact same man that's supposed to protect you. And they freeze up for some reason. I think that's the problem. They freeze up because they can't believe this person is doing it to them. Look, start self-defense. Like, if you don't know how to shoot a gun, get to a gun range, learn how to shoot, like, tasers. Like, whatever you got to do, protect yourself. Because you're going to, there may become the day we have to protect yourself from the one person you thought you would never have to protect yourself from.
Personally, as far as friends go, if I was to ever witness some shit like that, I'd beat his ass.
And
but
we not
want,
friends no
we
more.
Yeah, I couldn't put myself in a predicament like that. To be, I couldn't.
Yeah, you can't associate like yourself with
people.
Yeah,
like that's what I'm saying. I got morals, man, principles I stand on. That's
stuff will mess with your conscience. Man. Like, to have a man bragging about beating a woman's ass, or you see that, and then afterwards it's like nothing. Like, man, look, no.
Yeah, then mm-mm. The first thing they're going to try to say is like, oh, man, you need to talk about it in rap songs all the time. No, like KB's favorite song, Gorilla Pimp, man, he knows that.
That shit fictional, man.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. You got to know rap is just entertainment, though.
Man. And that's another thing, man. We can't say that. I hate how when rap wins awards, like somebody said, when rap wins awards, it's everybody's culture. But when it's something that's criminal, it's just black people. Yeah. Rap belongs to black people. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, nah. Mm-mm. But, you know, that's another thing. Like, it's so many genres of rap, and it's so many people who want to be idolized and looked at as people that the kids look up to. Those rappers you need to be holding to these high standards, not the other ones who purposely just getting in the game and try to get out of a bad situation that they in, and they willing to go in the booth and say anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't tell them that, you know, they need to watch what they say, because at the same time, if you want to do that, you need to tell people stop making these TV shows and these movies, because more people died in Sons and Anarchy than in any fucking rap song. Like,
yeah, man.
That's so. I think seeing, like, visualizing murders and things and beatings and shit happening, that would encourage you more than. That would be more encouraging than listening to a rap song to me. You know, like, I see movies and I see certain pistols. It's like, man, I want to go buy that gun.
Yeah, man, dog, this shit been happening in the movies for the long. Violence been in movies way before rap song. Before rap song, man. Like, shit, I remember watching The Terminator. I'm four and five years old. I'm seeing Arnold Schwarzenegger, this big-ass shotgun. And I remember asking my mama, like, can we go, like, to the Nerf store, like, get the little Nerf gun? And, like, I wanted to be the Terminator. Like, I wanted to, like, play Terminator outside with the other kids and shit. And I was going to have, like, shotgun and chase on them and shit. But, you know what I'm saying? It's shit like that people just don't understand, like, how the effect of what you see can play in a person or in a role in a person's life.
Before we wrap up this, because we're about to go over time, November 19th, we will be doing another live show at Renaissance. On Madison Ave. Doors are open at 7. The show will start at 8. Hopefully, Slim will be on time when we start.
Yeah.
So
she got her hands shrugging, so she really don't know if she's going to be on time.
I'll be there.
We'll probably be wrapping up by the time Slim show up.
Yeah, in the middle of the show. She
no, because hey, they're gonna let you. They're gonna let us in before 7 to get everything together.
Yeah,
we'll be there early. That's the only time. That's the earliest we can get in there.
Why would we need to be there earlier than 5?
Send well wishes to my partner, our co-host Jay Gray. Man, get well soon. Should be back. In a few weeks, we don't know, but you know, we'll ask him, let him know. Another thing, I just wanted to say, because
I would have Jay Gray come back with a fade.
Mm-hmm.
That'll never happen.
Not possible. never in life.
That'll never happen.
If I gonna come back with a fade on that, he gonna pull a LeBron.
hairline out of nowhere.
Yeah, man. Shit, the doctor went on and treated me, man.
Got restore the hairline.
No, that ain't the doctor. That's Topic. Stop lying. I'm like, no.
Yeah. We didn't get to talk about Nate Parker and Birth of a Nation. That Roland Martin. Roland Martin was talking about how that shit flopped and he was blaming family. Like, we can't, because we're going to go over time. We're not going to get too into it, but that's full of shit. I think just people are just tired of slave movies, really, honestly.
Just tired. I didn't know it was about a slave movie. I didn't know it was a slave movie. I thought it was like a documentary.
No, it was like a rebellion. But it was like a lot of people saying it's historically inaccurate. It's like pretty much every movie is historically inaccurate unless it comes like from the person's mouth.
Yeah.
And even then, they're not going to tell the full truth. So shit. All this shit historically inaccurate, but yeah, just to say that you're gonna blame black women not supporting them for and their movie failing is a bunch of bullshit. Like, people just tired of the damn movie, tired of them type of movies. Right. But I'm finna go see that motherfucker later on.
All right, so this Real Thinkers Podcast, we out.